Blog Talk Radio.
Be not in velvet. Be not in velvet. Be not in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tole. With communications and what we perceive to be the truth. Now, people come to me many times because they're uncertain. They can't understand why, say, someone would say things about them, or, you know, they don't understand the pettiness of the anthems that some people can live and how they treat others. They don't understand about karma either, those people that do this gossiping. Gossiping to me, I put on there that it's the eighth deadly sin. We have a lot of knowledge about the seven deadly sins, I'm sure. And we've all committed some at some time, if we consider them sins, or just that we've lost our way on our path. To me, this is no different than anything else. You can get caught up in gossip, caught up in being the subject of gossip or the gossiper. I don't believe that there's not a one of us that hasn't fallen prey to it at one point or another. So, we're going to wipe the slate clean tonight. We're going to understand that it's more important to learn how to walk away from unknown or uncertainties in conversation. If someone is coming to you and they're telling you something, they heard through the grapevine, they heard this, it's secondhand or third-hand news. I was telling a friend of mine about the subject tonight on the show, and they said, oh, it's like that game where you tell one story. You tell a story around a circle of people, and they have to pass it on. And by the end of the circle, it doesn't sound like the same story anymore. That is gossip in a nutshell. It may start out just something to pass along as information, but by the time it gets to another person and another person and another person, it is not the same story whatsoever. Did you know that also gossip can wound people? People use it maliciously to wound others or to make them feel uncertain of themselves. And also they can come back and say, well, I never said that. That's not what I meant by that, and so on. I'm not speaking really from anything personal going on in my life right now, but I heard this in my meditation about discussing gossip. If you want to know something, go straight to the source. Isn't that what your grandmother always said or your parents said? Don't settle for secondhand information, ever. It's because it might not just really be the truth at all. It might be a far cry from that. So if you have a question tonight, the show number is 646-727-2585. And if you go to the show page, you can see the website, which is venusinvelvet.com, here on Blog Talk, on the show description or on iTunes, if you're listening there. It is one of those nights. I'm sorry, that was my second yawn after some coffee. Sometimes I have tea before the show or water. Today I got some really neat coffee, so I was like, no, I'm going to make this nice hot coffee. And I still yawned anyway, so coffee really wasn't about just staying awake. It was more about just wanting to have that nice, rich taste and aroma in the air. But it is that time of the night where I might take a yawn or two, a lot of breathing and working all day at the Casa Vega Hotel and other places in my journey I've gone through on my Mondays. So, yeah, well-deserved yawn. That's how it rolls, I guess. So, anyway, that's where we're at with everything. And let me see what else is happening. I'm going to go to the calendar just for a moment, if you will. Okay, we're getting near, we're past mid-month. We're getting close to the edge of the month. Okay, tomorrow I'm closed for business, as they say. And then Wednesday I'll be at Luna Sol at Florida, Sanford. As beautiful, small, old town, a little like Castega, but, you know, on the older historic side. I seem to lean to these towns, and I even live in one in Orlando as well. It just kind of happens, I guess. And so I'll be there from 3 to 6 if you'd like to come and see me, and just call and reserve your time, and we'll be glad to take care of you at that point. All right. Anyway, so back to gossip, because I'm just going to keep barreling through for the moment about this. You know, also, gossip can be used like a weapon for secrets to be held back, to make the truth held back and make it very secretive. And some people think it's all powerful, that they can spread the news, spread the word. It's not. That's not power. Power is knowing the truth. Power is living the truth. I just feel that strongly because, you know, they say rumors or gossip. And I do, because I don't watch the shows, but I look at this television show called, it's three letters in the last one. Ends in Z, first one starts in T, so you figure it out. And that is a show that it feeds off of that. It's like those tabloids, like on television, though. So it's a tabloid that's moving and live in front of your eyes, and seeing is believing, right? It must be true because they've got the lowdown on video. Well, just because you see something doesn't mean that's the whole story, that's the whole truth, et cetera, et cetera. It's the juice. It's what people feed off of in celebrity. It's terrible because I know people say, well, they don't even have a private life, and they know their life is public when they're a celebrity. Well, of course it is, but it's rumors and things that people feed off of, and if they're a celebrity that actually has people that create the buzz or the stir about them and the gossip, just how much of an injection of reality does their career need? A big one, a huge injection. Maybe they just need to accept the fact that they're not doing anything scandalous. They're not doing anything exciting. Maybe they're just in a time where it's the quiet time. Perhaps if they're an actor, an actress, they're looking through scripts, they're not in a strong mode about making decisions what they're going to take for new work and so on, and that's okay too. But there's no need. They say, oh, don't forget about me. There's no need. If you're good at what you are doing or great at what you are doing, people don't forget who you are. Actually, they look forward to the next thing that you do. So they don't really need to feed off of rumors and gossip to keep your memory alive in their head and in their heart. Just be yourself. Be that great legacy of your work. Okay. Interesting. We're getting interesting sounds tonight in the background. I don't know what that's all about. Sometimes it's just on my end, and sometimes it's heard on both ends. So if you're hearing it, just realize that in my work there is a lot of potential for other energy around. Okay, I'm just kind of looking on the sidelines here, not anything in switchboard. I do wish all of you to stay warm and healthy. this evening and this week. I know we've been having some terribly strong cold spells through our country, so I am sending a lot of strength and healing out and light to those who are in need of that as well. Sometimes people put things up on social media. I'm sure if you have one of your accounts, like Twitter, Facebook, and so on, Instagram, and you're looking at what people write about. And sometimes people just write around they dance around the subject and hint at things. And even if they whine about things, that's just them expressing what they want so much to say. And I always say, speak your truth, because who you're hurting more when you don't stand in your truth, if you aim carelessly out into the universe. So if you speak your truth, people who know you, they will trust and believe your words. I see a lot of viral videos that pop up from time to time, and I just say, some of this is real, some of this is not real, and we have to make those judgment calls for ourselves. And I know in politics, gossip comes up, and it's very ugly sometimes how we watch politicians take shots at one another or spread malicious words about what a politician may stand for versus another. The proof is in the pudding. And many times even those who stand in their truth have their own proof of what they aim to do, and they're dealing also with a lot of other battles and struggles. Right now we have our politicians out there making a stand to run for president in this country. So we're seeing all angles of everything that's occurring. So I don't wish anybody any harmful thoughts. I think people can make up their own mind, not just by what they hear, but how they hear, what they feel when they hear something. I always say when I'm doing a spiritual reading that whenever I get my chills, my goose flesh and so on, it's the deepest spiritual truth of that person I'm sitting with. That's all we need to know. Hands down, we trust that, we believe in that word, and we know it's golden, and we know that what we're sharing is real, and it is a choice that person makes to agree or disagree with their own information. So I don't just tell people everything they want to hear. That's some misconceptions that, even though I stay on the strong positive aspects of things, I do not tell people just what they want to hear. That would be wrong. That would be not really living in their truth, because, we know life is not a whole bed of roses. It's not a whole bowl of cherries. We know there are other things that are around that we have to step in and be involved with and involved to play a part of and so on. I can honestly say that it does no good to candy coat it, because eventually that person you're sitting with at the other end of the table is going to have to face it or deal with it or go through it. So, standing in your, living your truth and living and accepting, saying what you spiritually hear. That's confidence in what you do. I know that's not quite gossip, but sometimes it gets, people get clouds around them because they're perceiving this, that, and the other about what we do and how we do what we do as readers, as spiritual readers. Whenever I give messages or whatnot, it's not about how I can make all the flavor of the rainbow happen for them. It's sometimes it's simply everything that spirit needs them to hear, perhaps not even what they came to hear. They might have had their wires tuned one way, and spirit, or as some people say, infinite intelligence or the creator, has another plan, wants them to hear something completely different that is of the utmost importance. Unfortunately, sometimes this doesn't always bode well with every last person who wishes to have a session. So I honestly just have to say, you know what? You know, choose to believe us and listen to the words the Spirit has to offer you, or live in denial. Don't live in your truth. Do nothing and keep wanting to hear only what you want to hear. That's sort of like a horse with blinders on. That's just kind of living in a very limited version of your life. So, not that this is all in a heavy negative. It's not negative. It's really about reinforcing the positive and staying away from the negative, because that's my next part of this. And, you know, excuse me, sorry. I just had a little something there. That's kind of good. But, yeah, okay. So talking about how to stay away or deflect from negativity. Because, you know, there's a quote that comes to mind about being trustworthy. So they say, he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Because gossip is a parasite. It requires a host organism to survive. And that way, we don't give gossip a place to live. If you have someone who just can't wait to spread the juice, you know, it's Monday morning at the water cooler, or it's the Monday in the afternoon lunch hour. There are people who, they have nothing else going on but how to inject a little flavor into their work week with some, maybe some half-truths about news or things they've heard at work. So if you deflect by saying, you know, well, I suppose if that's what you heard, and you just don't even, sometimes you don't even have to give an answer. So you don't even give it room to breathe in the conversation. You just kind of simply nod and, you know, continue. Maybe if you're at lunch eating your meal or getting away, walking away from it. If it's the water cooler break time, you know, that's like, wow, nothing big happened over the weekend. I better stir up some stuff. And did you hear about this and that? That's feeding on getting attention. Those who spread the gossip, they feel they don't have enough attention. So this is a way that they feel this is empowerment. So we deflect. Pretend we're a mirror, and we're deflecting that information right back. Don't repeat it. Don't say it back. Don't give it, as one of my good mentors would say, do not give it any energy. Because if you don't give it energy, it has no place to grow. You're not a host to the parasite. I believe that, and wholeheartedly, that if we're not feeding this monster of gossip, we're not giving in to believing or really hearing it at all. You know, in the seven deadly sins, there are people who have issues with greed, you know, or issues with lust. They want power. They want they have envy. They are people who are, they desire so much. You know, not to go through all the deadly sins, but there's so much that they have a need for power. Maybe that's just what they thrive on, or they thrive on the reaction of seeing somebody, what it does to them. You know, I didn't always just work in the spiritual world. There was a point in my life I worked in the beauty industry. Okay, so needless to say, I thought it was a world of artists and beautiful people. Wrong. You know, it was an eye-opener. I didn't realize how many malicious people were out there in that field, cutthroat. And they were going to say and do whatever they had to get, say, said client to come sit with them in their chair, or to get one step closer to a higher position in the company. All of these things, they're all false pride. They're all false ego. They don't connect with your true gifts. If you're gifted, people know it. They want to see you. They'll sit with you. They'll let you make them beautiful, just like in psychic work, if you're gifted and you're a perfect fit, you're a good fit for them, they're going to feel it, and they're going to come to you. So you don't have to do all this enticing. I think one of the worst things that I've ever seen in the psychic world, and I'll address it just briefly, is the people that try to entice a client by saying, and I want you really to listen to this, and you take it for what you want, because I've seen it, I'm sure you've seen it in the back of magazines, and love life, love questions, problems in your love life, let me help you, let me help you do this, I specialize in love. You know what, I specialize in the truth. And the bottom line is some people aren't prepared to hear the truth. I had a client not long ago come back to me and say, you know, 2 years ago you tried to tell me about this person I chose to be with. You tried to tell me the truth when I asked you, what do you think? And I said, do you want me to tell you the truth? Because it's not what I think, it's what I see. And I told them. They kind of looked at me oddly, like, are you sure we're talking about the same person? Yes, I don't know this person. This is only what I see. Why would I have any need to shoo you away from them on a personal level? I don't know you. It doesn't give me any kind of power to go, no, they don't love you enough. Let me give you this juju. Let me make you a potion that they'll love you more, they'll love you better, your love will be strong, and everything will work out. Now, I wish we all didn't, I think we all have that power. I don't wish that kind of power on me. I don't want it. That's not what I do. So 2 years later, she comes back. Of course, she's come between then and now a time or two, but she's come back and she said, you know, right now I wish I could have really been listening to what you said about this person 2 years ago, because you were absolutely right. It did not get any better, and now we're ending it. And I was not happy to hear that, you know, that sadness about an ending of a relationship, but I was happy to see that they woke up before things got really out of hand, because they were going down that path already, and it had only started. So, you know, it's what we fear that people don't want to hear, so we have to add to it, embellish it, make it sound interesting. Even as psychics, like I said, those love specialists, people can guarantee you increase with wealth. You call me and I will teach you how, show you the way, and so on. These are not real psychics. These are not real readers, not real spiritual teachers and readers. This is someone who's there simply for the flash, come and go, or to milk you out of whatever they can. I don't buy into that. I don't work in that way. And I suggest that if you're someone who truly sees us for the gifts we have and what we can offer, that you don't fall prey to that. I've had people come to me and say, oh, but Mr. A, I had someone I went to, this woman said, if I give her this much money, she'll do these prayers over this with my bed sheets, and she'll make a blessing happen, and then her love will happen for me, and it'll fix my love life. Wow. You know, can I sell you some swampland too? Not that I would, but that's kind of what it sounds like to me. Like, you don't believe enough in yourself that you would hear falsities as someone who wants to put the buzz around your ears to have your attention. To me, that is the same as anything gossipy, because there's someone who's manipulating the words. They're manipulating your spiritual truth. So I know there are people and reporters and things that, and journalists that come out to Casadega and other places where I've worked and try to sway public and say, you know, this is not true, it's all very blasé, bland, anybody can have somebody who's passed and so on. You know, I mean, they're all of a sudden now they're building upon falsities, they're building upon uncertainties, and they want to turn it as to we will prey on others, whereas really I look at that and I see someone who preys on people to have an intriguing story, and something interesting to write or report about, instead of looking at it as an opportunity for someone to come to our town and to be real with themselves and realize it's a pretty spiritual place. There's an energy vortex there, and that people might learn something deeper within themselves just by being quiet and listening. You know, for 16 years I went to Casadega and I walked the grounds. I never even, I didn't get a reading. I didn't do anything of that nature. I connected with myself and my truths. I listened to people, and I went finally one day into the temple. And then I heard in service things that connected with me, made sense, like a sermon, really. I called it psychic church because the first time I went in, it was like a regular church, and all of a sudden this person stood there and started giving messages to people, giving messages. Now, how would they know all these things if they don't know these people? And they don't. So it's a higher power, a higher connection. Trust in the higher power, people. Trust in your own deepest truth. Don't give energy to gossip. Don't give energy to uncertainties. And if you're not certain about believing in what you're about to hear, you're not ready to hear it. That's how I say it. Because you don't have to face all that. One day it's going to face you. It's just a matter of when, where. So be a person of higher standings. Be a person who's not working on a malicious energy, who's not trying to get ill-gotten gains for what they are wanting to become in power or to have one up on somebody. Be that person that walks away and surrenders to other things like the truth. And don't give in. Don't feed off of that. Don't acknowledge that. That's my advice to you, my spiritual counsel for you tonight. Sometimes I get callers in the show, and sometimes the show topic is much deeper or stronger. People, they just want to listen, and that's okay too. So if you want to listen to the shows, any of my shows or podcasts, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio on the archives and pick a topic that you see that connects you and, the title of my show and listen to it. It might have something worth listening to. You know, that's how I know that Spirit's guiding you to listen to the right thing at the right time in your life. So sometimes this is synchronicity with people who call the show. They say, couldn't have been a better topic to discuss tonight. Couldn't have been an easier thing for me to listen to. I needed to hear this, and so on. And also, my podcasts are available on iTunes. And if you find me on Facebook, it'll be Venus in Velvet. If you find me on Twitter or Instagram, it's Psychic Toray. So the most important thing is that you find yourself being able to stand in your own truth, your own walk, and avoiding all things that are not. Avoiding the gossip. So, this is coming near the end of the show tonight, and I hope you listened and heard things that maybe you needed to hear tonight. So, I implore you to tune in again next week on Venus in Velvet here on Blog Talk Radio. So, I will bid you adieu for now. Stay warm, stay well, stay happy. And stay strong in your own truth, in your own words. Thank you so much for tuning in. Namaste.